This is Deepening Our Christianity. I'm Paul Prinz, and I'm glad you're here. Together, we'll deepen our embodiment and understanding of Christianity through essays and reflections. These are published to read or listen to online at paulprinz.net and read aloud for you right here. This reflection is titled, The Christ We Follow. It is almost too easy to see myself in the person of Jesus, to pull the transcendence out of God, to believe that I see all of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. There are many voices bouncing around, soothing my soul, to quell the quiet stirrings of the Spirit on the breezes of my life, soothing our souls by turning from the wild, transforming love of God. So we find ourselves with the question, who is the Christ I follow? Does Jesus act and believe as you do? Does he love who you love, hate who you hate? Does he wield power over others? Does he define love as narrowly as you? Does he withhold grace and mercy until you act? None of these questions are true of Jesus. Can we recognize that God is other than us? God has come to us, but is unlike us. God is beyond us. That God came to us and allows us to know him in part. That it is easier to conform God into our likeness than to be transformed ourselves. For the Creator can only barely be known by the created. Yet our pride and power-hungriness bends and distorts God into our image. The Christ I follow often looks more like myself in a mirror. We fail to see this because the mercy of God understands our weakness. Even as we torment our image of Christ, the true God of all things gives us grace. This grace can feel like an affirmation that we know God. Yet God's grace is a gift we can never deserve. May we, in humility, let Christ stay other than us. Let him show us how to love all, to start with grace, and to consider others as better than ourselves. Marvel upon the one who rose from death, who calls us to death of ourselves and to life in him. Let us follow the Christ who transcends our understanding. Jesus is love, a love for all of creation through all time, a love that found you, lifted you from death, and calls you beloved. Thanks for listening. May these words help you follow the way of Jesus in your life. You can also subscribe to my newsletter on my website, paulprinz.net. I pray it helps you as you continue deepening your embodiment and understanding of Christianity. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he turn his face towards you and give you peace.